So right now we're speaking with Boyd Blomberg, a.k.a. Bump Blomberg, and he's here to tell us about these open mic nights happening at Papa Charlie's starting next week.
Yes, is that the third, I believe, right?
The third is the first one.
Yes, and I've been, this I think will be my maybe eighth year at Papa Charlie's running the open mic in the winter.
Yeah?
It's wonderful.
So how does that work?
Well, it's it's been a lot of different things over the years. I, of course, bring a guitar. Sometimes I'll bring my bass or my mando. And most of the time, you know, I'll start out, make sure everything's working, play a few tunes. And then I'll usually gently harangue the audience. And if there are any people up on vacation, visitors that want to play, a lot of people don't bring their guitars. And I avail mine so they can hop on stage. And then we've had people over the years that know what's happening, so they bring their instrument, and I've had people come year after year and sit in an open mic and do a few tunes, and some Tuesdays it's very busy. Other ones, there's just a few of us that'll get up on stage, and sometimes it will turn into a little bit of a jam, depending if there's some locals here, and, you know, we've had drummers and bass players and pedal steel players and everything else come around. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So it doesn't sound like a, what do you think of like a normal open mic night where just person comes up, plays, person comes up, because you're kind of, I don't want to say like running the show, but you're collaborating with them in real time.
I can, if they want me to. Yes. Some people, you know, and then we've had, you know, kids will come up and sing a Christmas song or something or other, a cappella, or it's been a couple people thought they were comedians. And, you know, so it's been a number of things over the years. But by and large, I'll give everyone, I'll kind of, there's not a sign-up sheet because it's usually not that busy. And everyone will be able to do two, three songs. And then if we have enough time, they can get up again. And if some people will just have, you know, we've had a trombone player had his trombone with him and played with us. We've had a whole bunch of different
Did he things. Do that knowing that you'd be up there, or just he happened to he bring a trombone on vacation?
Yeah, he was a jazz trombone player. I think it was a valve trombone, actually. And so I said, well, run back to the condo, grab your axe and come on and play. So we've had a whole bunch of things. It's a lot of fun. You never really know what's going to happen.
That's incredible that you've had that kind of diversity. So you have an array of instruments up there just to...
Yeah, I'll bring, you know, like I said, I'll bring something. So sometimes if someone brings wants a little bass accompaniment, I can play that and root five around. And then over the year, you know, my friend Jim Alverhoy will bring his harmonicas sometimes and he'll sit in, and it's a kind of a loose affair. You know, we kind of let it unfold.
People can just get an experience with a Cook County jam session.
Well, one of the great things is at Papa Charlie's, you know, that's a proper stage. So we do it on the big stage, under the lights, using the full PA. So it's good stage time for people as well that are a little reticent about getting up on stage. But I'd make it very comfortable and welcoming. And depending on Tuesday nights, you know, sometimes when it's bitterly cold, there'll be 25 people there. Other times there'll be 125 people there. You never really know how many people are going to be in the audience. But
have you ever had someone just come up, kind of an unknown, and just kind of blow you away?
Yes, numerous times. And then I've had people I haven't recognized. What's his name? One of the writers, I think it's Steve Greenberg, lives down the cities of Funky Town. Funky Town, and nice. Yeah. And he had his guitar, and I was like, this was years ago. And I said, you got to play me the line. Ding, 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 you know, Funky Town.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. So, yes, I've had, and then also some of the main stage musical acts from the weekend prior will have stayed over, and then they'll might hang around and get up and play, or from the songwriter series the night before.
Oh, yeah, like I think it's Eric Koskinen, actually.
This one, the first one. Yeah. You know, so we've had John Munson up, and bass player from the New Standards, and Semisonic, of course. And, you know, numerous people like that over the years. So.
And is Jerry mixing the sound?
No, I do it.
Okay.
So it's, I don't want to say it's a lo-fi affair. Over 30 years of playing professionally, I've learned how to turn knobs reasonably well. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Speaking of 30 years of being a musician, Pushing Chain had a pretty big year this year.
Yes, we were very, very busy. I just added up the mileage on the car, and we were in the car together 57,000 miles last year.
57,000 miles with Adam Moe.
I appreciate your sense of humor, Will. Yes, indeed. As Adam would say, that's a lot of uncomfortable silence. So I don't know how many states we played in. What was it? I thought I added them up. It was in the teens anyway. We were all over the place. And then, of course, you know, I run the open mic throughout the winter, and then I pick up a number of solo gigs over the course of the year.
Are you playing anywhere else this weekend?
Yes. Let's see here. Tomorrow night, Adam and I, Pushing Chain, are at Bluefin Grill from 8 to 10. And Saturday, we pop down the shore for our once or twice a month we play at Castle Danger Brewing. So we're down there in Two Harbors from 2 to 4. And then we zip back up the shore, and we're ringing in the new year at Lutzen Resort again this year. We played there last year. And it's a lot of real nice, good time, nice and easy.
So what is 2017 going to be like for Pushing Chain, or just your music in general?
Well, we have two albums worth of material to go in and record, and we've been looking for the right producer. We thought we were going down to Austin, Texas, and that fell through. And so we've asked a couple people on along the way, and so we're trying to get a strong producer to go in, and we'll probably do more of a full band feel for this project. I have there are kind of two albums. One's a little more singer-songwritery in the kind of East Coast singer-songwriter style, and then I have another batch of tunes that are a little more Americana, country-ish. So I think that's the one we're going to take a swipe at first. And then just in the summer, we're already booking our festivals. We did a lot of festivals and concerts in the park and whatnot last summer.
So. Isn't there like some songwriter competition that you guys?
I haven't done a songwriting competition for a few years.
Oh, what's the thing in like Kansas City?
We go down to Folk Alliance. That's it. We do that, yes. And we're going down in February this year, which was a great experience for us. We, last May, we were out in Asheville, North Carolina at a Folk Alliance conference as well. And it's mostly, you know, 2,000 musicians and a bunch of industry people, and make a lot of great connections. And it's a lot of fun. Weekend full of music, 5 days.
Oh, we will be looking forward to what you guys have for us.
Why,
in the new
thank
year.
You. Thanks for having me in.
Yeah, in the meantime, you can check out Boyd Blomberg doing open mic night at Papa Charlie's, 7 p.m. This upcoming Tuesday, and the one after that.
After that, and then we're taking a couple week break. And then I think it's the last two in February, and then every Tuesday in March.
All right, bring your instruments.
Yes, indeed.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Will.